We're out this morning at a golf tournament, the Friends of Mullen and Mullen Charity Golf Classic. We're going to be here until 10 o'clock. This is a great event. Las Colinas Country Club, it benefits several local charities, including the Scottish Rite for Children, Divine Equine Therapeutic Riding Center, At Last, the Urban Boarding Experience, and the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation. And Gordo has the wireless now out with the golfers. Come in, Gordo.
I do, yes. This has to be one of the loudest remotes we've ever done. Yes. There's so much activity in this room. So many golfers.
A lot of activity.
Getting ready. How you doing, sir? What's your name?
Bob from Coppell.
Oh, hey, I remember that voice. Look at that. Bob Sturm, how are you? What are you doing out here? Are you here for golf?
No, I heard you guys were here. I've always wanted to see you live.
Oh, you're just coming for a muser remote.
Yeah, so I wanted a koozie. You guys have any koozies left?
I think we do. There's the ticket merch table over there.
Okay, all I saw was 1,700 koozies, so is that okay?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They're that old?
They might be, yeah.
We haven't been on that signal in, what, 10 years?
It's a good one, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of all our signals, it's one of my top five.
Who are you playing with today?
Jim Quirk.
Sorry.
No, he's good.
Jim. Oh, yeah, it's good. Bob's not good. There's a whole thing.
Joining us now is Jim Quirk.
It's great. The greatness of,
Yep. Right.
Well, thank you, Bob.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow, we're live from Planet Bob now.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. Let's see. How you doing, ma'am?
Hi.
What's your name?
My name's Kristen Summer.
Kristen Summer. Did you know Bob Sturm is here?
I don't know who that is.
I broadcast on 1700. You wouldn't know it. What do you do?
I do plaintiff funding.
What's that?
Plaintiff funding. I give out cash advances to personal injury victims.
So you're with Mullen and Mullen?
Yes, sir.
Good.
Do you know anything about the awards that they're going to be handing out?
I don't, but they look pretty cool.
Will you tell me what this trophy is of?
A toilet. I'm excited to see who wins that one.
It's an open toilet.
Open
last
toilet.
Last place, I guess.
Okay. It's for most honest is what it says here. So I guess that means last place.
Most honest. Uh-huh. They have to admit that they did not well.
Where'd you go to school?
For undergrad, I went to FIU in Miami. Mm-hmm. And for my master's, I went to NYU in New York.
Oh, NYU. Oh, that's very cool. Yeah, that's right up my alley. And where'd you get the Hello Kitty tattoo?
On St. Mark's Place in New York.
Was there any alcohol involved in
that? Lots of.
That'll happen from time to time. Is that the only one you got?
It is not. I have some others.
How many others would you say?
Two others, yes.
Two others? Mm-hmm. Were they more thought out than the Hello Kitty one, or they were impromptu?
A bit more thought out, yes.
What's the most meaningful of all of them?
I don't think any of them have meaning. They're just cute.
Tell her my nephew has a Hello Kitty tattoo.
George's nephew has a Hello Kitty tattoo.
And we call him Bucci.
But his name is Bucci. I don't know why I'm being told in my ear to tell you that, but that was important at one time as we stand in front of a bunch of toilets here discussing this. So NYU, what are they? What's their mascot?
I don't remember.
Every college is supposed to have, are they the Tigers or the...
FIU's the Golden Panthers.
I don't even remember.
FIU's the Panthers, right?
Is the Panthers, yes. I went to their football game, so that I would remember.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Summer, right?
Ask her if she remembers T.Y. Hilton.
Yeah. Do you remember T.Y. Hilton?
T.Y. Hilton.
Yeah. Who's T.Y. Hilton?
He played at FIU.
Oh, he played at FIU. What did he play?
Receiver, returner.
He was receiver and returner. He
played the NFL.
Did you go? You were into football while you were there?
I went to one game.
No.
Okay, well, thanks for your time.
All right, thank you.
All right, go down here. She was very suspicious of our broadcasting. Yeah. Okay, now here's some more tattoos. This is what we're talking about. How are you doing, ma'am?
Hi, good. How are you?
I couldn't help but notice your tattoos.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, because you're not wearing sleeves, but you have very impressive tattoos.
I hope that's not a requirement.
Yeah, what?
I said I hope sleeves is not a requirement.
No, not at all. Not at all. So tell me, how many tattoos do you have?
Honestly, I don't know. Probably 15. Okay. I would guess, because I have some that are, not showing, that I forget about behind my back and stuff.
And what was the first one that you got?
My first one, actually, it was for my ex-boyfriend, and it has been covered up, but it was lyrics from, our song.
Oh, no.
And what was your song?
It's a song, like an emo song from Keen, the band Keen from.
Yeah, so everything's changing. Everybody's changing.
Yes, actually.
Was that the song?
Yes, that's incredible. Good for you.
Thank you very much.
Tell her you don't have a song.
I don't have a song. Why did I have to tell her that? I'm sorry. I got Jesus is speaking in my ear. It's very odd. But what is this over here? It's like a cat that has some sort of a skin disease.
So I love like traditional Japanese art. So I have a lot of Japanese tattoos, and so this is a traditional Japanese cat with like a dragon on the inside of it. Okay. Skin disease works too, though. Mm-hmm.
Is it weird if a guy has like a what used to be called a tramp stamp
tattoo?
I would say that's an interesting conversation starter.
Yeah, because I have that.
Yeah?
Yeah, it says aim here.
Oh, oh my God. Yeah, well, that is
horrible. I know. I was really drunk when I got it.
Are you a comedian?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I'm actually an AM broadcaster.
Oh, okay.
It's about as far from comedian as you can get.
Aim here. I like that. I might have to steal that.
Are you playing today?
What? I am not. I'm one of the hosts, actually, so one of the sponsors.
Oh, good.
So we'll be out, hanging out at a hole, giving people sunscreen, liquid IV, and a high five, whatever.
You work in the skin medical profession or something?
No, we're actually a neurology group. Uh-huh. So we see, like, concussion patients, traumatic brain injuries, and stuff like that.
Oh, neurology. I thought you said nephrology for some
reason. Oh, no. That's interesting. But no, neurology.
Okay.
Yeah.
Neurology. And what is a closed head injury?
A closed head injury?
And why have I been diagnosed with that?
I'm interested to hear more about that. Yeah.
I'll tell you later on. What do you know this guy with the camera?
I don't, but
yeah, he's doing something over there. All right, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
All right, how you doing, sir?
Good, man. How you doing?
What's the story?
Trying not to
It's a pretty good story.
Yeah,
all right, thanks for your time.
I'm trying to concentrate. I'm trying to do something.
Right, it's fine. Thank you, sir.
Story. Much loud out there.
Jeez Louise. Everyone's. Let's see if I can
do one more.
Okay. Hey, what's happening?
Oh, doing well. How about yourself?
What kind of car did you drive in?
What kind of car?
In? Yeah, did you drive in?
It was a Sierra Denali.
Oh, good, good. Congratulations.
So I could carry my clubs all the way to the, you know, doing poorly, I guess.
All right. How old were you when you lost your virginity?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, 18.
All right. Congratulations. Have a good round.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Okay, a lot of odd exchanges there. There's Gordo with the wireless.
You know, that was my first girlfriend's name, Sierra Denali.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sierra Denali.
Sounds kind of hot.
All right, way to go, Gordo.
Way to go.